I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Sean Diddy Combs is back in court today for his sentencing. Combs was acquitted of the top charges against him related to racketeering and sex trafficking, but was convicted of prostitution-related charges. Prosecutors are asking for 11 years in prison, but the defense is seeking just 14 months.
Combs has been in jail for more than a year, and his team says that time spent behind bars has been life-changing, filled with reading books, writing, working out or in therapy, and getting sober. He has also been teaching a six-week class to fellow inmates called Free Game about becoming an entrepreneur. The theme of one class, you can make money, but you can't make time.
That's correspondent Aaron Katursky. The sentencing hearing underway right now, and we'll bring you the details as they come in. The funeral services are taking place for two 17-year-old girls killed in that hit-and-run crash in Cranford. A mass for Maria Neotis is happening today at St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church in Union. The funeral for Isabella Salas will happen Monday in Westfield. 17-year-old Vincent Badaloro of Garwood is accused of running over the girls. He faces murder charges connected to the crash on Monday. The next day, he hosted a YouTube live stream for more than 20 minutes where he maintained his innocence. Badaloro also sent his condolences to the girls and called the incident a tragic accident. The families of the girls have accused Badaloro of deliberately running over the teens. So far, a motive is not known. Happening now in Astoria, Queensboro President Donovan Richards is announcing a $1 million plan to spruce up Steinway Street. The money from capital funds will add decorative lighting along the street between 30th and 34th Avenues in an effort to brighten up the business district and improve safety. Richards says the upgrades will complement recent pedestrian safety improvements in the area. The FDNY is hosting its first ever high-rise symposium. The three-day event will address the latest challenges and advancements in high-rise safety and rescue operations. FDNY Commissioner Robert Tucker tells 1010 Winds firefighters from all over the world will be here this weekend.
17 different countries represented here, including Hong Kong, Spain, the UK, Mexico, Finland, Canada. Lots of firefighters from all over the United States.
The symposium will include presentations on the use of robotics in fire response and terrorism preparedness. A Baldwin mother of three is being accused of faking income records to collect nearly $100,000 in daycare benefits. Nassau County prosecutors say 43-year-old Shamika Brown in 2019 claimed $25,000 in earnings from working at a Brooklyn hair salon, but in an audit years later, it uncovered she failed to disclose more than $300,000 earned through jobs at Amazon, American Express, and through consulting work. She faces several charges, including grand larceny and welfare fraud. Brown has pleaded not guilty and is due back in court next week. She faces up to 15 years in jail if convicted. Changes to how the NYPD handles protesters in the city. Starting today, the department will limit the number of officers who respond to large demonstrations. Cops will also use de-escalation methods before increasing its response. This is the second phase of the 2023 Payne Settlement, which is a police reform agreement reached with civil rights organizations and the state attorney general's office. During phase one of the agreement, the NYPD revised its training and other policies related to deployments, arrests, and use of force. A 15-year-old boy from Long Island, bullied by other teens on bikes in his community, is hoping his story can stop the harassment.
Tyler Roach Tilden was hoping for a peaceful day in the park after the 15-year-old came forward and said other teens on bikes spit at him and called him awful names last week. And there has been an outpouring of support from all over. But now he says the same kids on Thursday harassed him again at Brady Park.
And they started calling me names.
The mayor of Massapequa Park put out a warning to tell parents to have their kids stop the harassment of not only Tyler, but of business owners and drivers on the roadway. Tyler just wants to ride his bike in peace.
Oh yeah, I'm very much afraid to leave the house.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A Riverhead man has been convicted of murdering his niece's boyfriend. A jury yesterday found 61-year-old Brent Henry guilty of shooting 23-year-old Inez Reyes to death inside his Bellport home 2 years ago. Henry shot Reyes after the two got into an argument, which escalated into a fist fight. Sentencing is scheduled for next month, and he faces up to 25 years to life in prison if convicted.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.